Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 19th of May, 2010. And it's a really exciting show today because I have some excellent news for you. The first year that we did the People Building Podcast, which was in 2008, I think, there were 100,000 downloads of the show in that first year, and that was quite a big, you know, it's a big milestone, 100,000 downloads. We are just 5 months into 2010 and we have already hit the 100,000 downloads mark. And there are loads of you listening to the show now, which is just amazing and so exciting. So big up and big love to all of the existing fans of the People Building Podcast, all the old fans, all the old school people that have listened since the very first show. Thank you for sticking with it and for sticking by me. But a massive hello to all the new people out there, the people who have just gotten on board and are catching up on all the previous shows, I'm sure, and are wondering what the hell this is all about, and who haven't got in touch yet. It would be great to hear from you. If you're new to the show, you must get in touch. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. I promise to reply, because I know that you're out there, and it's so exciting to know that there's so many new people listening. I've looked at the download figures today, and today being the early hours of Sunday morning, and there's been 101,416 downloads so far for this year, which is absolutely phenomenal. So it's really exciting stuff. Thanks, guys. And as a result, I have some rewards and ideas and things that I'd like to do in helping the show move forward. So you remember in the last show I said that I just got the new computer, I just got the Mac, and that was going to help do exciting things with the podcast. Well, you know, it's growing on me. I'm getting there with it. Anyone who's got a Mac says it's the best thing since sliced bread. Anyone who goes through the transition period of PC to Mac freaks out, just like I have been over the last 2 weeks. So once I figure out how to work this thing properly, I'm sure it will definitely be adding value to our show. But there is more. Those of you who are signed up to the People Building newsletter, which you will have received today, will have noticed in the feedback section, which is our thumbs up, thumbs down section of the newsletter in the bottom left-hand corner, that there was a very important question there for you today. Now, if you don't receive the newsletter, you won't have the opportunity to answer this question unless you send me in an email. So here is the question for you. Our feedback section in the newsletter today says, on the same day that the newsletter is distributed, the People Building Podcast is also published, and that's just the way it's always been. But it doesn't have to be that way. How would you feel about having a shorter weekly podcast instead of a fortnightly one? Or do you prefer every 2 weeks? Perhaps you'd have Gemma overloaded with a weekly show. Actually it says perhaps you'd have Gemma overloaded with a weekly show. I don't think I'd be overloaded. I think you'd be the overloaded ones. So today's thumbs up is yes, we need a show every week, and thumbs down is no, let's stick with every other week. So if you don't get the newsletter, it would still be very, very valuable to know your thoughts on this, because obviously you're the people listening to the podcast. Do you want it every week, or is once a fortnight enough? Do let me know. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. The other stuff in the newsletter today, in our other news section, there is a book review. The book's been reviewed by, what's the lady's name? I can't remember now. But the book is called Sybil. And Sybil is a character who had some severe multiple personality disorders. So the reviewer was Leslie Galaster, do have a look at that article, because I haven't read this book myself, but it sounds absolutely fascinating. And how hypnosis was used to combine all of the multiple personalities so that the character Sybil could actually have a more normal life to lead, instead of having lots of different ones. And there were 16 in total. 16 different personalities, can you imagine? In our Who We're Loving section today, we have the Ultimate Lead Generation System, which is a very special offer from our friend Peter Thompson. Do check that out if you are subscribed to the newsletter. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, you just missed out on that one, didn't you? And our article for today is all about hypnotic phenomena. And the main hypnotic phenomena that has been focused on in this article include post-hypnotic suggestions and ideomotor behaviour, and also time distortion, which is something that my clients always seem to experience in my hypnosis sessions. Always get to the end of the sessions and say, does it feel as if the session went quickly? And they always say, yes, like, you know, it felt like it was really fast. And I say, how long do you think it was? And they'll say, it's maybe about 15 or 20 minutes. And I say, no, you've been sitting there for an hour and a half. And they're always absolutely dumbfounded. So time distortion is a really fascinating phenomenon that shows up in hypnosis. So there's our newsletter for today. There's a note from me too, asking you once again if you would be so kind, if you haven't already done so, so this is just for the people who haven't already done it, if you would be so kind as to sponsor me on my bike ride from London to Brighton, the full 52 miles, which will be happening in June. So I've done a bit of training. Last weekend I cycled 22 miles, forgot to take any gloves, was absolutely freezing. I thought my fingers were going to fall off by the time I got back. Got the burn in the legs. Those of you who cycle will know exactly what I'm talking about, when it just feels as if your muscles are on fire or something. And usually, because I'm quite determined and I've got that sort of bit of a competitive streak, I tend to, when I feel that, really want to keep pushing through it. And it was really tough last weekend when I was out on the bike. I was on one of the busiest roads in Hertfordshire, so that was a bit scary in itself. But the burn in the legs got me, and I had to stop and have a little break at one stage. And it's really tough. I've never done anything like this before. I've done, you know, crazy things, but just in short bursts. So things like I've done fire walking and board breaking and all those sorts of crazy things. But you know, they're over and done within 5 minutes. This is going to be probably, I would imagine it's going to take me at least 4 hours to do the 52 miles from London to Brighton. So it's going to be, you know, a good old stretch of the day, good stretch of time, and physically very, very challenging. And I struggle with the exercise, I have to say. And I know it's right, and I know that, you know, it's important to do. It's just not my favourite thing to do with my time. So if you could sponsor me, the website for you to go to is original.justgiving.com/hypnogem. Thank you very much for your generosity. Now, today's show is all about a very, very powerful emotion. And the powerful emotion in question is that of jealousy. Yes, evil, deadly jealousy. Now, before we get on to that, I wanted to share with you what's going to be coming up in the next few shows. And it's partly as a result of the show that we're doing today, because I was in the shower, and of course you have all your best ideas in the shower, and was thinking about what to include in today's show and what we could have coming up in the next few shows, and what we might be covering next and throughout the summer. And I had this brilliant idea. Well, I hope it's brilliant anyway. The brilliant idea is that over the next 7 shows, our topics will be the 7 deadly sins. So we're going to do a whole show about pride, and a show about envy, and a show about gluttony, a show about lust, a show about anger, a show about greed, and a show about sloth. I can't wait. Partly because I really love it when everything's all planned and I know what we've got coming up. But also because how cool is that? Like, 7 deadly sins. I mean, it just sounds very, very exciting, doesn't it? So I'm really looking forward to exploring those topics over the next 7 shows. Make sure you tune in to hear those. Pride, envy, gluttony, lust, anger, greed, and sloth, all coming up in the next 7 shows of the People Building Podcast. But today, it's all about the jealousy. So this information comes from our good friends at Wikipedia. Jealousy is an emotion and typically refers to the negative thoughts and feelings of insecurity, fear, and anxiety over an anticipated loss of something that the person values, such as a relationship, friendship, or love. Jealousy often consists of a combination of emotions, such as anger, sadness, and disgust. Jealousy is a familiar experience in human relationships. It's been observed in infants 5 months old and older. Some claim that jealousy is seen in every culture. However, others claim jealousy is a cultural-specific phenomenon. Jealousy as an emotion, or the impact of jealousy, has a theme of many novels, songs, poems, films, and other artistic work. And here are some of said songs. In fact, I found a list of at least 24 songs that you would know, which all run the theme of jealousy in the lyrics. So if you have ever heard of Mr. Hudson and Anyone But Him, there's a great quote from this one: "Anyone but him, my blood boils as my eyes turn green. Is this the best of the scene? Anyone but him." Or how about Beverly Knight? When she sang "In Your Shoes," she said, "Well, I heard you got a problem and it starts and ends with me. Well, I don't think I got the answer. The answer, I just can't stop your jealousy." And even Bill Withers was singing about jealousy when he said, "When I add the sum of you and me, I get confused when I keep coming up with three. You're too much for one man, but not enough for two. Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you?" But the best one, of course. See if you can guess who this is. "I was dreaming of the past and my heart was beating fast. I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't want to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy." Did you get it? Of course, it was John Lennon. So yeah, it's like a massive theme throughout people's lives. And in my own experience with jealousy, it's one of the craziest feelings in the world. I mean, it literally can kind of really eat you up and make you feel as if you're going a bit bonkers. So what else do we know about it? Biologists have identified factors that may unconsciously influence the expression of jealousy. Artists have explored the theme of jealousy in photographs, paintings, movies, songs, plays, poems, and books. And theologians have offered religious views of jealousy based on the scriptures of their retrospective faiths. However, Psychology Today said jealousy is a reaction to a perceived threat, and it could be real or imagined, to a valued relationship or its quality. A nationwide survey of marriage counsellors indicates that jealousy is a problem of 1/3 of all couples coming for marital therapy. 1/3 is a huge amount, isn't it? So here's what we're going to do about it. In terms of just some really good, solid advice, this comes from the BBC website on the relationship section, and they suggest, firstly, that you need to give yourself a bit of a reality check. So if you have this issue with jealousy, you need to take a look at the things that trigger the jealousy and ask yourself how realistic that threat really is. Because it could just be that there's a bit of distortion happening there in your mind, a little bit of the imagination running away with you, making things appear to be much worse than they really are. So what evidence do you really have that there is any kind of danger happening? And should your behaviour actually making the situation a bit worse. Use positive self-talk. So we know all about that already. When you start feeling the twinges of jealousy, remind yourself that you're loved, that someone is committed to you, and that you are respected. Tell yourself that you're a lovable person and that nothing's going on. Now, here's the key thing that I would add to that, because it's not so much about what you say. It has more to do with how you say it. Because the tone of voice that you use in your mind is way more persuasive than the words that you use. And it would serve no use to you to say something like words of everything is fine, nothing's going on, everything's going to be okay. Because if you get the tonality wrong, it can have a very different meaning. So you could have everything's fine, everything's going to be okay, there's nothing going on. Or you could have, everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be okay, there's nothing going on. Which have very different meanings, even though the same words we use. So it's all about the tone of voice that you use when you do that self-talk. Seek reassurance. One of the best ways to beat jealousy is to ask for reassurance. Make sure you don't nag or bully, but rather share your insecurities and ask for help to overcome the problem. And I think that that's a really valuable piece of advice, you know, just being open about the way that you feel should actually be quite endearing, particularly if you're in a relationship context, where if you share that insecurity quite often, you know, in that sort of a situation, a kind and loving partner will really want to help you with that issue and to make you feel a bit more secure and to give you that reassurance. Now, here are the more NLP-based tips and techniques that I think are going to be important for you when overcoming this issue of jealousy. First off, you've probably heard about a problem before called OCD, which stands for Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. Now, what happens when somebody has OCD is if, for example, they are always going back to check that they shut the gate. They always go back to check that they shut the garden gate, and they get obsessed about the idea that they might have left the garden gate open. What happens for them is as they drive off down the road to work, they start making a picture in their mind of the garden gate having been left open. And they install so much trust into that picture that they start to doubt that they ever closed it. Then they go back and they close it. And then 15 minutes later, they drive down the road and go to work, and they make another picture in their mind of the gate being left open again. And they have to go back and recheck it. Now, actually, there's some similarities between OCD and jealousy, because what jealous people do is they make pictures in their minds of, let's say, their partner being with somebody else. And when you make those pictures in your mind, some really important things start to happen. First off, your brain starts to get in touch with all the parts of your body that you would be using if that situation were to actually be happening right there in front of your very eyes. And it starts to release all of the chemicals and hormones in your body that you would be accessing if you were to witness that scenario in front of your eyes at that moment in time. So if you're making pictures in your head of your partner being with somebody else, it makes sense that you're going to start to feel a bit jealous, because if you actually did see that in real life, you would be feeling jealous. But here's the thing, the more you make those pictures, the more you're practicing accessing those emotions and those feelings really very quickly. And what happens too is that you start to condition your own mind into knowing what those triggers are. Those triggers that you're making in your mind, which you're just making up, they're just pictures of stuff that isn't really going on. When you start doing that, what happens in the future is that any experiences you have in real life which are remotely like the thing that you've kept imagining for the last however long, anytime you see something like that in real life, your brain instantly knows how to react, because you've been practicing. You've been practicing the thing that you don't want. And if you get some kind of trigger in real life, which is a little bit like that thing that you kept thinking about, then you'll instantly get into that terrible jealous state, because you've been practicing having the feeling by doing these really terrible visualizations. So you have to stop making pictures of the things that make you jealous. And instead, you want to start making those pictures and visualizations have you feel good instead of having you feel bad. Now, in an ideal world, I would, of course, say, just stop doing those visualizations. They're really not helping. But I know as well that sometimes people get into a bad state really very, very quickly without even having to think about it too much. So the two key things which I always recommend are, firstly, that you change the outcome of that visualization. So if you run a visualization of your partner being with somebody else and flirting their backside off, then you want to start changing that visualization so that instead, by the end of it, your partner is saying, do you know what? I'm sorry, I'm in a relationship and I really love this person. I think I've behaved inappropriately and I don't want to do that anymore, or whatever works for you. So that by the end of that visualization, it makes you feel good instead of making you feel bad. You give it a happy ending instead. The second thing you can do with that visualization that makes you feel jealous is to change the submodalities. Now, these are the codes that you apply in your mind to make things work in the way that they work. And they're all based around sensory information. So a submodality could be whether you see your visualization in black and white or whether you see it in color. It could be whether you see it as near to you or whether you see it as far away from you. It could depend upon the quality of the sounds that might be involved with that visualization, perhaps the volume of someone's voice or the tone of their voice. So all of these fine details make your visualization work in the way that it works. The code that it has gives you the feeling that you get. Now, what that means is when you start to change the code, when you change those submodalities, you change the way it makes you feel. Now, sometimes you'll change the submodality and it will make you feel worse, in which case you have to do the opposite, put it back the other way. Sometimes you'll change it and it will just completely obliterate it. It will mean that that visualization just doesn't work for you anymore. It doesn't give you a bad feeling. Might not make you feel good, but it certainly doesn't make you feel bad. So a key thing can be going from color and changing it to black and white. If it's up close and near, then move it further away. If it's bright, make it dim. If it's loud, make it quiet. All these sorts of things you're going to start doing the opposite with. So hypnotherapy is, of course, massively useful in this context, simply because if someone's having an issue with jealousy, then if we were to chunk up on that, so remember when we've done some chunking stuff in the past, when you chunk up, you're going to a more abstract idea, a more global idea, a sort of bigger picture on what that emotion is. And when we chunk down, we're going into finer detail. Now, with hypnosis, typically it's all very abstract and it's all about chunking up. So if we're chunking up on jealousy, I guess we could say, what does that do for you? Or what's your highest intention in that? And the answers are likely to at some stage reach a topic around self-esteem. So it's going to have something to do with love and self-esteem. And hypnotherapy can be really very, very valuable in helping people to increase their self-esteem levels. You know, when you have somebody relaxing in front of you and you tell them good things about them and that they are a good and worthwhile person, it tends to make them feel a bit better. And here is our last NLP perspective on the topic of jealousy. You've heard of something before called perception is projection. And what this means, this is best described in a metaphor. So if you think about an overhead projector, and the overhead projector has a projector screen, if the projector is a metaphor for you, and the screen is everything that you see and experience in your life, if you look at that screen and you notice that there's a mark or imperfection on the screen, it's never really on the screen. It's on the lens of the projector, which means it's on the lens of you. It's on your eyes. It's on the way that you are viewing the world. It's the way that you're seeing it. So if you're looking out into life and seeing that you're not getting enough love, or that you're being cheated in some way, it's never actually that that's what's going on. It's just the way that you are choosing to see it at that particular time. It's never because you're not getting enough love. It's because you're not giving enough. And actually, really surprising things will start to happen if instead of looking for what you're missing, you start giving what you're missing. I would love to hear the results of you testing that out. Instead of looking to get what you're missing in your life, give what you're missing in your life. And notice how it then automatically starts to make its way back to you. So, topic of jealousy for today, and the seven deadly sins coming up in the next seven shows. Let us take a look at a hypnosis audio and script. This one is called Think Before You Speak. It is available for you to download off of the People Building website. So if you go to the People Building website, you can, of course, find all of the scripts and audios listed on there, and you can download them immediately from the People Building website. In addition, all of the hypnosis audios are also available on iTunes. You can download them directly into your iTunes library, and they're exactly the same as the ones that are available on the People Building website, and are brilliant, quite frankly. So this is the Think Before You Speak script and audio available from People Building. And the whole time that you're doing this new way of thinking before you're speaking, you're doing it in a very relaxed way, a very at ease and natural way, a quite automatic and unconscious way. In fact, you might be surprised to discover that just a while after listening to me, you were able to speak very fluently and freely in a conversation without giving any consideration to that problem that you used to have of speaking inappropriately. You just got on with it and thought about what you were going to say before you said it in a flowing, conversational kind of way, so that you forgot about any old problems or any old stumbling points that you used to have when conversing. Now you are just getting on with it and forgetting to have any problems. And it will only be later, when you look back, that you'll be pleasantly surprised to notice just how relaxed and at ease you were, how well you did, and how effortlessly easy you found it to do. Nice script, that one. I think I say that every week. I think I always boast about my own work. Terrible, really. So that is Think Before You Speak, available to download from the People Building website and as an audio directly from iTunes. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let us do some feedback from you guys out there in listener land.
If you enjoy the People Building podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development and Weight Loss. Each hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building podcasts. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page.
Right, so time for feedback now. And as I mentioned earlier, there are hundreds and thousands of people, new people to the People Building show. And this feedback is from the old days, really, to be perfectly honest, because I'm really behind on reading out the feedback to you. The reason being is because I do get so many emails from people who listen to the show that I'm catching up. So this feedback I'm sharing with you is probably from months ago now. And it's still really equally lovely to receive new stuff from old and new fans of the show. So do get in touch. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. So this email came in from Don, who said, I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your People Building podcast. I like to listen to my iPod when I exercise. I'm a financial advisor, and like many of your clients and listeners, this is a very challenging time in my career. Your work has helped me a great deal. I'm fascinated by NLP because it is very important that I really understand my clients. Surprisingly, I don't know any other financial advisors that share my interest in NLP. I wanted to add you as my friend to my Facebook page, but I'm having difficulty picking you out from the hundreds of other Gemma Baileys. Any hints? Much success to you and keep up the great work from Don. So yes, Don, in answer to your Facebook-based question, my Facebook page is facebook.com/hypnogem, H-Y-P-N-O-G-E-M, and the same for Twitter as well. It's the same name on Twitter. If you befriend me on Facebook, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you befriend me on Facebook, you must add in a note saying that you listen to the show, because otherwise I won't know who you are and I will ignore you. And I have done that to a couple of people recently, and I'm sure they probably were podcast fans, but you can't be too sure these days. So if you hook up with me on Facebook, just put a note in to say that you listen to the show and you'll soon be added. So this one said, hi Gemma, firstly, please may I subscribe to your video podcast? Thank you. And secondly, thank you for being there. I've had a difficult 2 years after the loss of my father, which seems to go or coincide with a period of contemplation and transition in my life. Mine is probably a familiar story, given I'm a 40-something and this transition is common for those in my age group. So I won't go into detail, but safe to say events, discoveries and being in the right place at the right time have led me to a number of interesting destinations over the last month. It's been like a reawakening from the fog of my adult life, a reawakening that has taken me back to my adolescence, a time when my thirst for spiritual knowledge and awareness was at its peak. Largely forgotten during my adult life, a life consumed by career, family and the oppressive values of the modern world, my journey back to my adolescence has the promise of building into an exciting future. It took an admission from me that I was depressed and very unwell to kickstart this process earlier in the year. Through recommendation and the support of my fellow directors at work, I'm very lucky to have been having weekly therapy sessions with a guy who is very tuned in and he's helped me a lot. I'd say that my depression is behind me now, and in its place, an awareness that this was a necessary scheduled stop to allow me to adjust course and continue my journey. And it's all very exciting, whilst being a little frustrating. I still don't know where I'm going to end up. I don't know whether any of that made any sense in the slightest. I found you, Gemma, after making an impulse purchase of an iPod Touch to replace my now travelled worn iPod Nano. With four times the capacity of the Nano, the iPod Touch was just begging to be downloaded to. So after the normal download of my music library, I was looking for something else to listen to or watch. Podcasts were something I looked into years ago and decided they weren't very exciting, either being technical or news or chat focused. However, I looked again and immediately went to the familiar categories and was again disappointed. Then I decided to explore areas of the iTunes podcast world that would normally be off-piste for me. It now feels like I was given a little push. There you were. Excited by the find, but very sceptical at first, I downloaded several people building podcasts. I decided to listen whilst walking our retired greyhound, Tommy, and was more than pleasantly surprised. I'm full of admiration for your passion and drive, and have enjoyed listening to several more podcasts since. Tommy's walk is getting longer as well, making sure we stop before the relaxation part at the end. Please don't stop. I'm glad to hear that things are going well, and wanted to tell you that you have another grateful listener in Listenerland. Not as good as the download statistics you'd see, but hey, we can't have it all, right? Please stick with it. Don't get wound up by the stats. Perhaps you weren't meant to know. Very best wishes, Mark. Well, Mark, we do know now. We got the stats back and we got 100,000 downloads this week. Woohoo, cheat me. Hello, Gemma. My name is Steve. I'm 20 years old, living in Hampshire. I recently came across NLP during a training course at work. One of the other people I met on the course introduced me to NLP, and it instantly made complete sense to me. Everything she said was so true. As a young person that has just been through the education system and grown up, I feel people are having to deal with more stress and responsibility for a younger age. However, the one thing we were never taught at school are life skills and how to cope with things like that. NLP should be taught in schools. I've been listening to your podcasts, which I think are fantastic. You do a really great job. Very professional and friendly. I was writing to you today to ask for a bit of advice. I've recently started looking for literature, which can give me a good, clear understanding of NLP and all the basics, where to start, basically. I've looked online, however, there are hundreds and hundreds. With your expert knowledge, I was hoping you could point me in the right direction, a good writer you know, or just any good books that you may have started with yourself. Looking forward to hearing from you soon, and if there were any questions you have for me about your show, please feel free. I work in retail, just a bit different, but understand the importance of network feedback. Keep up the good work, Steve. I love that email because Steve sounds like a far more sensible person at the age of 20 than I was when I was 20, which is super duper. And yes, he's absolutely right. NLP should be taught in schools and we're working on it. I jolly well tell you we are. So NLP for kids is accelerating. We have our licensees coming on board in August for their training. I'm writing their manuals as we speak. And in June, I think on June the 14th and 15th, we are attending the Head Teachers Exhibition down in Southampton in the UK. And we will be promoting NLP for kids there and seeing how many school contacts we can build up and how many different schools we can introduce NLP for kids to. With regards to books for NLP, gosh, there are absolutely loads. My favourites are Sleight of Mouth, which is by Robert Diltz. Any of the sort of early Bandler and Grinder books as well, although they can seem a little bit trancey to read, but are still a fabulous introduction. The best recommendation would, of course, be for you to get your hands on the NLP practitioner home study kit from us, because there's 8 hours of audio on there, plus the NLP practitioner manual, which we supply when we do our NLP prac training course. So get in touch if you're interested in getting your hands on the home study kit, gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Steve from Boston said, I really love the new format, easier to read and find things. Thank you for your time. Can't remember what that was in relation to, but clearly we did a good job. And Barbara in San Diego said, I love listening to Gemma's podcasts. I just found them. This one came in from someone called MM, which I always love when they don't tell you their name and they just have initials and it's like secret because maybe they're really, really famous or something. So MM said, love the podcast, look forward to the newsletter. And Michelle said, enjoying the podcast, really useful. And Victor, who is from San Diego, said, I just discovered the People Building podcast and highly enjoy it. Looking through your website, I read the NLP for Kids feature. I'm highly interested in developing workshops in San Diego. Also, I'm interested in getting training for myself and for my son. I recently finished the NLP hypnosis and timeline. I guess it's time empowerment prac. Okay. I'm completing the master prac level this summer with Matt James as well. Please send any related info to get started. So in terms of what's going on with NLP for kids at the moment, as I said, it's all kind of growing and spiraling and fabulous. There's a new NLP for kids website in the pipeline. Yes, another new one, but this should be the final new one. And I think that will be up and running probably in the next 2 weeks, I would hope at the latest. It's an amazing website. I can't wait for you to see it. It looks like a sweet shop. It's just beautiful. And we're going to be doing another NLP for Kids webinar on the 15th of June, giving information about what our licensee will be doing in the future. And if you want to be involved with NLP for Kids, how you can go about doing that. So if that's something that's of interest to you, then make sure you tune into that webinar. You have to sign up to the NLP for Kids newsletter to get the invitation. So if you haven't done that yet, then just send an email. You can send it to the regular one or gemma@nlpforkids.org. Paul got in touch to say, I'm enjoying the podcast and would like to receive the newsletter. Thank you so much. You are all very welcome because it's a pleasure. So let's now take one more quick ad break. When we come back, it will be time for us to comfortably relax.
PeopleBuilding.co.uk provide NLP and hypnotherapy training courses throughout Southeast England in the United Kingdom. For more information about their courses, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Okay, so we've now reached that point in the show where you will be unable to listen if you're driving or operating machinery, or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else, it is now time to get yourself comfortably relaxed. And just as soon as you're ready, you can begin to allow your eyes to close. And as those eyes are closing, you can become aware of just how relaxed your breathing has become. Breathing comfortably in and gently out. Relaxing, releasing any tension. Becoming more and more relaxed. More peaceful, more calm. And imagine yourself now lifting out of your body, feeling drawn upward toward a comfortably relaxing place. And as your body mind lifts, so does your tension. Lifts away, floats away, leaving you feeling more comfortable and calm and relaxed than before. And as you're comfortably relaxed, you can see from that new higher perspective everything for what it really is, as you're away from problems, away from worry, sadness, anger, or fear, are all far from you now. And you are feeling more safe, more secure. Much happier than you have felt in a long, long time. Feeling lighter, more comfortable, more relaxed in your body, in your mind, in your life, much happier. No more worry, no more fear, just you and your self-worth, reassuring you, you are secure, you are loved. You are comfortably calm, and knowing now that everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to work out just fine. And you will be feeling much more in control as a result of feeling those comfortably calm feelings. Now, in just a few moments, I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. When I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes, and you'll be feeling fully and completely awake and alert, unless it is now time for you to go to sleep, in which case you can ignore my count and wake at your usual normal waking time. But for everyone else, it's time now to begin rousing yourself to an awakened state. As I count from 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open now and wide awake, bright and breezy. Right, well done everybody. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. You can let me know. It's Gemma at peopleboarding.co.uk. Our next show will be on the 2nd of June. Goodness me, June already. Where is the year going? And that show will be the start of our special summer season. Makes it sound like an important TV series or something. So we're doing a special summer series of the 7 deadly sins, and we will be starting on the 2nd of June with our first deadly sin, which is all about pride. I look forward to speaking to you in 2 weeks' time. Meanwhile, have a great couple of weeks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the People Building Podcast, and I'll speak to you soon.